guys, it's your girl Adi Ronke, and you're listening to Roro's Pod. Happy December. It's been an absolute roller coaster of a year, and I'm so incredibly happy to be here. I hope this month is an amazing one for all of us. What are your plans for Dirty December? I'm sure you guys already have your plans, but if you don't, you can always head out to Instagram and check out the pages for the Chibiverse, Team 1145, or the Good Time Gang. Off the top of my head, I know the Chibiverse has After Dark with Chibis on almost every Friday of the month, and I'm pretty sure Team 1145 has the Soy City Party. The Good Time Gang usually has trips planned for December, so they should have something for you. My Dirty December plans include two weddings and spending my brother's money. So this episode of Roro's Pod is dedicated to my amazing friend who pushed me to keep recording even when life isn't lifing. I love you all so much, and I do not take you for granted. So that said, I have a special series I have been working on. I shared this with a few people and they loved it, so you will be getting that this month and in January, maybe even February too. Roro's Pod is my baby, and I hope you really enjoy this. Fingers crossed. I saw you today. Granted, it wasn't for that long. We were both checking out at the supermarket with almost identical groceries in our baskets. I guess some things never change, huh? I knew the exact second you realized it was me behind you. The way your head was slightly tilted as the scent of my perfume reached your nostrils. Honestly, I was ready to see you, but I definitely wasn't ready for the rush of butterflies in my tummy as you turned around and smiled at me with a look of love in your eyes. And as you pulled me closer in a hug, those butterflies, they settled in a slight flutter, giving way to a feeling I can only describe as home. We held each other a tad longer than necessary, holding on to that feeling of familiarity, our breaths and hearts getting in sync as though our bodies didn't get the memo. Even as you gave me a quick update on your life, I couldn't help but feel so proud of you. So proud. We parted ways promising to not be strangers. I'm sure we both knew constant communication wasn't possible. We couldn't be just friends. The rest of my day was ridiculously joyful. Nothing could bring down my high. Not Lagos traffic on my way to work. Not the news of an extra shift on the radio. Not the annoying barista who refused to stop flirting with me. Dear listener, you're probably wondering why we aren't together, since we clearly love each other. Well, I can't tell you that without taking you to our very beginning to share our story. My name is Amodumbi, and you're welcome to my notes on us. I wish I could say our first meeting was love at first sight, like in the romance books I read, or I used to read. God knows the stuff I read now isn't for public consumption. Truth is, you met me at a not so good time. I was stood up on a date I had been really looking forward to. Of course, his absence didn't stop me from eating. The delicious steak and creamy salad kept me company, even as I glanced at the door at intervals. After paying my bill, I stood up to leave when a box of chocolate mousse was dropped on my table. "I didn't order this," I said, a questioning look on my face. The waiter simply slid a note across to me, and it said, "Hello there, I hope you don't mind, but you looked like you needed some extra love." I'm not sure what upset me more. The fact that I did need it, or the fact that you noticed. Either way, I followed the waiter with a fake smile on my face, ready to thank you and bounce. Boy, was I wrong. I was upset, but not too upset to appreciate the gorgeous man who sent me a box of chocolate, love. You stood up as soon as I got near your booth, and we stared at each other for a few seconds. Then I remembered the plan. Smile, say thanks, and bounce. Gathering my thoughts, I stretched out my hand to shake you, thanking you for the kind gesture. Without waiting for a response, I turned around and left. My drive home was disturbed with calls from that human who shall not be named. I guess he wanted to apologize or explain. I didn't take any of his calls, by the way. I simply turned my phone off and listened to music on the radio. Looking back, I feel slightly upset that the disappointment of the date marred our first meeting. I guess it's what we call serendipity. But then, that's how we always were. Perfectly imperfect. Built for each other, like lock and key. Serendipity. What a word. That's all on my notes for us today. Don't forget to follow on all social media platforms at Aderonke Oduko. That's at AderonkeOduko on Twitter and Instagram. Or at RoroSport on Twitter. Stay safe, stay happy, and Jaye Foreign. Bye.